a number of you have been able to come and join us tonight for this. And we know there's many more that are watching at home on Zoom or YouTube this evening. A very warm welcome to you as well. My name's Phil. I'm the minister of the church here, Central Baptist Church. I'll be introducing now, and then the service will just flow through, really, with readings and carols. And there's one or two other items a little bit later on, and I'll come back just to share a few thoughts on a story in the Bible with you a little later. But right now, we're going to pray, and then I'm going to stand straight over to... we're going to have a reading, actually, to start with in a moment. I'll pray, and then we'll have our first reading before our first carol. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that whether it's here in person or at home, we can join together this evening and remember this wonderful story, this true story about you, Jesus, coming into our world. We thank you so much for it, and we celebrate it again tonight with these songs and readings, and we pray that you'll bless this time that we have together, and may it be honouring and bring glory to your name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Our first reading tonight is taken from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For, as in the days of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and all over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
Stood alone. reading from Luke's Gospel 2, verses 1 to 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared, with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they'd been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Resides. Hallelujah. Matthew 2, 1 to 12. The Magi visits the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star would appear. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
But why, Emmanuel? Look how far your people fell. This broken world is suffering here when poverty, hatred, and virus appear. But rejoice. Rejoice, Emmanuel. Jesus saves us to new Israel.
Hark the herald, angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with the angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem.
Hark the message this world sings, the bells of political fighting rings, peace from wealth and mercy none. And if you disagree, you're done. But joyful all the nations rise, as Jesus Christ, our Saviour, dies. In our churches now proclaim, Christ the King is alive again.
O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Saviour's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
O special night, the lights are brightly shining. 'Tis the night that migrants cross the sea, laying low in boats to escape the war and fighting, to a life full of hope, joy, security. But hear the words of angels rejoicing. Peace with God is freely offered to all.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing.
And sing they did, good news they told, of heaven's glorious King, who reduced himself to humankind, so in death new life he brings. Peace on earth, forgiveness is free and offered to old and young. Believe in Christ, repent of sin. The war for your soul is one.
My mic on. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, we're all right. Before we sing our next carol, I just want to remind you that there is an opportunity to give to help those who are struggling, particularly with COVID around the world at the moment, in our Christmas thank offering. We're doing this year through Tear Fund. And if you would like to give towards that, you can do so either, if you're here, you can use these little yellow envelopes and put some money in that and post them in the boxes at the side here or pass them on to one of us at the end. And we're collecting those in for that. You can do that this week or any week you're down in the next week or two. With the other way you can give is online as well. So if you want to do that direct through your bank, the details are in our update, which was sent out to you all. Those in our church, you will know about it because you get the update telling you details. So those are the two ways in which you can give to that Tear Fund, COVID Relief Fund. Just another announcement is we made the announcement this morning, our Christmas morning service on Saturday next week will be online only on our Zoom channel. So you need to come into Zoom. If you haven't got Zoom and you would like the link for that, you need to just write to us at the church and we can give you the link for our Zoom channel. But everyone from our church will have that already. That's for Christmas Day morning, as we're not going to meet in person then, or on January the 2nd. We will, both those services will be online only, although the January 2nd will be Zoom and YouTube again. We're going to sing another carol now. Thanks, Chris.
Stood high.
And we're on this time, there we are. Well, you know, it's in the bleak midwinter, and it's quite a sad song in a sense. It's quite a dreary song in a sense, in a way it comes across. And sometimes, you know, I've kind of had a feeling this carol service isn't the same as our usual carol services are at Christmas, is it really? I mean, for one thing, there's a lot of people missing. We're very few here compared to normal. Normally Christmas time is a time when everyone's really excited and happy and coming in all excited about Christmas. And we seem a little bit kind of dreary this year. So I just thought I'd brighten it up with the jacket. Maybe we can dim the lights a minute. People can't see this online because of the light at the front. Maybe we can dim the lights again, the spots and the screen. Can we dim the spots, please? There we go. There, you should be able to see it online now as well. The sparkly jacket.
I want one.
Yeah. So you can turn the lights back on again now. That's fine. There we go. But it's, you know, it's COVID at Christmas again, isn't it? We had this last year and we thought it was going to be over. We hoped it was going to be over, but we got COVID at Christmas again. And I mean, they try and do the best to brighten it up. And we try and do our best. I've got, they've come up with Christmas masks. Have you seen the Christmas mask this year? So we got Christmas trees, this one. Don't know if you can see that. That's a Christmas tree mask. They've got this one. Came across. This is a Father Christmas face mask. There we go. So we got. I mean, we're trying to brighten it up with these things, but it's still COVID, isn't it? I tell you a funny story. COVID is we have to put lots of hand gel on, don't we? You know, I'm doing hand gel, and so my hands were getting really dry and flaky. Anyone got that with putting the gel on? Some of you have, some not. Yeah, some have. Yeah, my hands were getting really dry, and I said to Sandra one day, it's kind of awful, this. She said, "You need to put some hand cream on." I said, "I'm not putting hand cream on. That's girly." She said, "No, put some on. It'll make it better if you put hand cream on." So I said, "All right." So she gave me some hand cream. This is the hand cream she gave me, a nice pink lid with some nice flowers on. She said, "Put some of this on." So I put some hand cream on my hands. Aaron's looking at me now like, "Phil, what are you doing?" Yeah, I put hand cream on my hands. I said, "You'd better not tell anyone about this." Here I am telling all of you. She said, "You better not tell anyone. I feel like a girl putting all this hand cream on, trying to make my hands all nice and smooth and everything else. I'm not going to tell anyone about this." Anyway, that day, it was the same day as I went for my booster jab. And when I went for the booster jab, and I got there and was in a little line of people, and as we were going in, I saw what they were doing, and I got there, and they gave you some hand cream. Some gel to put on before you go in. So they put the gel in my hands, and I rubbed it all in, and my hands all went white. The cream interacted with the gel, and it all bubbled up and all went white and foamy. And she looked at me, and I was like, "Do I tell her?" So embarrassing. I couldn't hide it. And, you know, we can't hide the fact, however much we try, we can't hide the fact that we are in dark times at the moment. Jacob, I'm going to need you in a minute. I'm going to need you in a second. These are dark times at the moment. And we've got COVID issues. We've got, we've had deaths, a lot of deaths, haven't we, over the past 18 months. We've had, we've got climate issues, not just COVID, climate problems and weather conditions getting worse. We got deaths from that. The news is full of it all the time, abuse and murder. It's been there again this week. These are dark times. Migrants, it came up in the poem. Migrants and fleeing war and poverty and persecution. People dying, trying to flee this kind of stuff. We've heard it all year. These are dark times. And Well, of course, there's always been dark times, really, hasn't there? There's been dark times throughout history. There's been things. There's been good times and bad times. It isn't always light and cheery and fun. And even the original Christmas story, no matter how much we try and make it all about, you know, peace and wonder, it was quite a traumatic thing. It was quite a dark time. Mary and Joseph had to flee the Middle East to Africa shortly after Jesus was born because there was a death warrant out for Jesus. They wanted to kill this little child. And they had to flee away. We remember that story shortly. It's to do with all these wise men and things afterwards. And when they were coming to visit, and we celebrate how wonderful it all is. But the whole thing that followed that and the reading that was given from Matthew chapter 2 just goes on to talk about all that, all the horror of that. Do you realize all the babies in Bethlehem were being killed? And that's why they had to flee. They were migrants. They were running away all the way to Egypt to get away from being killed. Before that, Mary and Joseph had to travel, when she's just found out she's pregnant, had to travel all the way to Bethlehem for the census. Not an easy journey. That was not going to be an easy thing for them. Before that, Mary and Joseph had the shock of finding out that when Mary was pregnant. And you can, I don't know if you ever stopped to just think about what that must have been like for Joseph. I know we think about Mary a lot when she had the experience, but what it was like for Joseph, this little sketch we're going to do might just show you something of what Joseph might have been going through and how it might have seemed to him.
You're not going to believe what I've just heard.
I've just heard. I'm so sorry, man. That Mary, she is honestly a right...
Doesn't Mary know how lucky she was to have me? I was going to give her everything. A place to live, financial security. No one's going to take her in now. Can't believe God would do this to me. I'm one of his faithful servants. And he's done this to me. I'm so let down by him.
I'm so angry by what she's done to you. Honestly, she's a disgrace. She is an embarrassment to her family. Like, what was she thinking? What was going through her mind? She is going to get a right shock when she stops and realizes what God thinks of her. Honestly, she is a disgrace.
I can't believe how excited I was to spend my life with Mary.
No. None of that. You have to finish this. You have to finish it. She is making you look like a fool. You have to finish it, and you have to let everyone know that you've ended the engagement.
You're right. You're right. God's words say, I can't marry Mary. But they also say I need to be merciful. So I'll have to end the engagement in a way that doesn't publicly disgrace her.
Good luck with that. She is already a disgrace. Honestly, she clearly is not one of God's chosen people. So obvious. And you've dodged a bullet. Right, anyway, look, let's go find Zophar. Let's go find Bildad. You're a good man. We'll find you someone else. Come on.
Well, of course, we don't know it went exactly like that. But it may have gone something like that, because Joseph would obviously be... upset would be, as you know, would be an understatement, I'm sure, about what had happened. And he was planning on finishing the relationship. He was engaged and he was planning on breaking up. It seems his personal circumstances couldn't really be much darker at the time. He was a good guy. He was engaged to be married, but his fiancée had cheated on him and got pregnant. He thought this was going to be a wonderful relationship, and this is what happened. That's dark. I don't know about your circumstances. Maybe you're actually in a dark place yourself right now. Maybe it's not that, but maybe something you're going through is quite dark at the moment. Maybe someone watching online is facing something really difficult at the moment. Maybe you're feeling in a dark place just because of COVID and not being able to be with family in the same way as you would previously. But maybe it's financial issues. Maybe it's a job issue. Maybe you've been made redundant. Maybe it's you're just not coping and feeling you can cope at the moment. We all go through dark times in life at times. Joseph would have been angry and upset about the situation. He might have been angry and upset with God as well for what was happening. So how did Joseph deal with this? How does he respond to this dark situation and get through it? Well, he's still a good guy, and his first reaction, as came across in this sketch there, was he knows he's got to break it off now, but he plans to do it well. He doesn't want to embarrass Mary. He wants to be kind and do this in a way that doesn't hurt her if he can do. So he's going to do it quietly. Because fundamentally, he's still a good guy. He doesn't lash out. He doesn't kind of want to get his own back. He responds as a good person should, in a what we might call a Christian way, in trying to handle it. We don't need to get swept up in the darkness of the situation. We can be light and good in the dark situations. We don't have to respond the same way. We can respond in a positive way. But there's something else here that Joseph does. And Aaron's going to come and just carry on the story for us now from Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. Thanks, Aaron.
After he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Thanks, Aaron. See, Joseph considered the situation. He probably prayed. It doesn't say that there, but he was a godly man and he probably prayed. And he slept on it and he heard from God. God spoke to him in the midst of the situation. And when it did, Joseph's perspective changed. He no longer looked at things through the lens of his circumstances. He didn't look at his life through the lens of his circumstances. He looked at things through the lens of God. And his choices changed. He was still a good guy, but now he made some right decisions too in the way he handled things. See, that first Christmas was not all peace and lovely. It was traumatic and there was darkness there. But Jesus came into that and he brought light and he was light and he shone in the darkness. He was a baby, a little bundle of joy to and for the world. But he was much more than that. And we know that he was joy to the world and would bring light to the world for all to follow. He would light the way. And when darkness even led to his death, see, the darkness didn't go away, but Jesus continued to shine through it, and he shone even brighter after that as he rose again. And we see Joseph would know this too. Joseph and Mary began to see their life through the lens of God after this point. He didn't go through with the divorce. He changed and made different choices. And as he looked at things that way, it helped him endure the possible pain and rejection of family and friends back home. He would still probably be grumbling and making comments about Mary being pregnant, and not all of them would believe Mary and Joseph. But it helped them to go through that. It would help them on the journey to Bethlehem. Help them when they were rejected when they got to Bethlehem. And even though they had relatives and friends there, they couldn't find any room. It would help them when they had to flee to Egypt under the threat of death. Because instead of looking to the circumstances, they were learning to look to God and through his lens. So one of the messages for Christmas is, however light or dark you may be feeling things at the moment, no matter how bleak things may be, and no matter how fed up we all are with COVID and everything else that's going on, let's try to keep putting our own circumstances in perspective. Take time to pray and reflect like Joseph did, to make sure we continue to bring a good response to things, to spend time and encounter God in the midst of things, to not look through the lens of life of our circumstances, but look through the lens of God, who is far bigger and can bring light through and in any situation. Let's pray together. Jesus, we thank you that you came as light into the world and shone bright in the darkness. Lord, help us to likewise shine bright for you. And we're able to do that as we look to you. So help us to do that at these difficult times, in these dark times. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you. And Lord Jesus, shine a way and a right path before us. And help us to walk in it. We ask in your name. Amen. Amen. We're going to continue with another song now as we sing together Light of the World. Thanks, Chris.
The wintry sky, joy of the fire.
take your seats. We will just spend a moment in prayer before our God. So let's pray together. Father, we thank you so much for the privilege of being able to approach you. Thank you that we have the privilege of knowing that you hear us. Thank you that the power of prayer is incredible. Father, we want to pray this evening for those who this Christmas time are going to be experiencing darkness. Father, we particularly want to pray for those who have come over this year to this country fleeing war and famine and other horrors that may have surrounded them, their families, their extended families and friends. Father, we pray that they would find safety, that they would find people who would love them, who would care for them, who would welcome them in and provide for them. Father, we pray for your church at this time, as there are so many more people coming over. We pray that you would enable us as the national and international church to be welcoming, to be loving, and to be sharing the love of Christ. Father, we are aware of more COVID infections. We are aware that our leaders are struggling. Father, we pray for grace for them. We pray for sensible news reporting through this time. We pray for a lack of distractions from what is important. We pray that our leaders of this country, that you would provide them with wisdom, that you would surround them with people who are spiritually enabled by the Holy Spirit to bring about your purposes. Father, we don't know what's ahead, and that is a scary thought. So help us to be looking out for one another. Help us as a church family to be bringing light into the darkness. Help us to follow the light of the world as the light of the world and point them towards Jesus. Thank you that we have the privilege of singing together in safety this evening. Thank you that we have the privilege of linking together as a church family. We pray over this Christmas time that Jesus would be the center. While COVID is present and maybe our family members or friends are not present because of various lockdown, whatever could happen. Father, we pray in the midst of that we wouldn't be dwelling on the darkness but be celebrating the light. Thank you that we have a Jesus to believe in. Thank you that he points us towards the God of goodness and life and forgiveness and love. Help us to be Jesus' hands and feet this Christmas, in welcoming, in loving, in caring for and forgiving those around us. In Jesus' precious name, we pray these things. Amen.
John chapter 1, verse 1 to 18. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known."
May it be a Christmas full of light and joy and full of fun, but centered around Jesus' birth, because after all, it is his birthday, something to celebrate. And while many are in dark circumstances, as they look to Jesus they can find that light that is needed in the midst of all that will just be able to give perspective to any situation and circumstance. He is the Lord. He came, he died, he rose again, and it was to give the gift of new life and eternal life. And we remember that all is part of the Christmas story as well. So now, Lord, may we go with your peace and with your joy in our heart to celebrate Christmas wherever and whenever we can. And we ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. 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 God bless you all and have a very happy Christmas. We'll see you on Christmas Day on Zoom if you're able to join us. Thanks.